Holy crap, look at this. Hour three right on time.
Weird.
I don't know how we do it. You know, I've noticed since the new format has come into play, our segments are timed much better. I don't know how we managed to do it, but here we are.
Because we worked the time around our segments.
Well, somehow we do that. It's the show. It's on Q Talk America. It is a Tuesday night. This is show 313. It's the 22nd of August right here in the heart of Q Talk country. We're in Phoenix, Arizona. We're right now. Apparently, the downtown streets look like, was it Nairobi, they said?
Uh-huh.
Got it. We're watching MSNBC Live right here in the studio because we were concerned about what was going to happen in our fair city as the 45 dumpster fire was here to give a speech. And we're not really sure. We'll figure out once we get off the air exactly how this all turned out. But hey, that's what we do here. It's Q Talk America. The show continues. Guess what's coming up now, kids? It's your favorite segment with the white lady that screams. It's Entertainment with Al Perkins.
I have a movie review that's not really about the movie. We have news about Stranger Things, Dear Evan Hansen replacements, a review for listeners in the Los Angeles area about the opening of the Hamilton. Difficult People is back, a trailer for a movie that scared me so bad I'm reconsidering whether or not I'm going to a horror movie.
Oh.
And then kind of a little favorite things thing.
Well, there's that.
Entertainment!
Al Perkins!
Will there be raindrops on roses?
Whiskers on kittens? We can't even say.
Whiskers on kittens? Go ahead, Alfie. Do your thing.
All right. So we begin with a little bit of a movie review. So last week on the bicycle tour to Phoenix, I went and saw The War of the Planet of the Apes. Now, I'm enjoying the Planet of the Apes trilogy. Might be a quadrilogy. I don't even know if that's a word. But I've been enjoying them. The second one was kind of dumpy. Didn't really care for it. But, you know, you can't all be perfect. We're happy with that.
We all have that sister.
But this third one, and I don't remember if the first two were, but Michael Giacchino, if you are not familiar with him, is just one of my favorite composers. And I have to tell you that sometimes I usually pay attention through the credits because I want to know what's coming up. But somehow, either they played the credits at the end, or I was, like, looking down, fixing my dress or something, that I missed who did the music. But midway through The War of the Planet of the Apes, like, there was just this moment that was just told with a nice little piano thing playing, and I'm like, oh, I think we're enjoying a Michael Giacchino score. Just beautiful. And the music for this movie, and I cannot wait, because I'm going to buy the music from it, was just lovely. Like the movie, don't care about apes, love apes. Don't really give a shit.
Harem.
So you're saying the apes are like insignificant?
Right.
The
star of the show is the soundtrack.
No, I really enjoyed the movie. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the movie, but I really don't want to get a discussion with someone who didn't because I don't really give a shit. But I have to say, the music was just lovely. And so last night, I got canceled from work because the census is down, so we can have a night off if you'd like it. So I took it. And I wanted to watch the the premiere of Lost one more time, just because he did the music for Lost and he won an Oscar for the movie from Up. And if you've ever seen Up, that beautiful opening scene that has no words to it, it's all told with that beautiful.
Oh, that's that guy?
That's Michael Giacchino. Okay. And his music is just lovely.
All right.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. And so I watched Lost again and I was still like, what's that fucker's name that does all the Steven Spielberg movies?
John Williams.
If he could just watch 5 minutes of a Michael Giacchino thing and like, you don't have to kick us in the head.
Oh.
Like, I get it. That's part sad. Ooh, a plane is crashing. You honestly don't have to. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun.
But one of my favorites. And I have to say, the other movie that I saw, I can't remember. There was something else. Oh, the soundtrack to the score to Dunkirk. The Zimmer fell. I think it's Zimmer. I think Hans Zimmer did that one.
Okay.
And I get it. People feel the same way about him as I do about John Williams. That score with a ticking watch to let you know you've got this going on, to let you know that there's a countdown to like when it all ends, like how long you have to like the plane gets there till the bullets hit. Like there's this, and it really is the director's watch. The I think it's Hans Zimmer that did it. He recorded watch to get that ticking noise. And when that ended, you just went, oh, thank God that fucking thing ended. Like
wow.
That ticking clock just keeps you. And it's so subliminal that you don't know it till it stops. That you're the fuck?
Right.
So there you go. Stranger Things has been renewed for a third season before second season even airs. They're saying there's possibly a fourth, and that will be the end for the twin brothers. Or brothers. I don't know if they're twins. For the brothers that are writing and directing this. So we'll go right to the next thing, because the DNA of Stranger Things is really just it. Like, say what you want to, but it's just it fast-forwarded and you replace a clown with some scary fucking thing that lives in the underworld. But Stranger Things is pretty much just it. So if you have been in a movie theater lately and seen something that wasn't like an independent film or something foreign, then you have seen that motherfucking trailer for It. We all float down here. Oh, my sweet baby Jesus.
Nope. I just look away. Super nope. I honestly, I can't see it. I cannot watch it.
I saw it on YouTube at some point this week and was like, nope.
I'll say it with you.
Okay.
Nope, nope.
All right, we're going.
Really?
Nobody, yeah. Nope, nope, nope.
I'm going to say it.
No.
I'll shit myself.
I saw a movie two nights ago and that trailer was there. No. No, we're done.
Yeah, no, I'd be okay with that.
I
mean, I'll scream like a little bitch.
Honestly, I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
And, you know, my niece is doing makeup for movies now. She's doing makeup and hair for TV shows and movies now. She's got an IMDb page.
That's awesome.
So she's interested in doing, like, prosthetics makeup.
Mm-hmm.
This is the little girl who got scared of thunder in a movie, and we had to leave because thunder hit in a movie. And I'm like, seriously, it wasn't thunder the lightning, it was scary. The fucking thunder.
Because you weren't her thunder buddy.
You should have been sounds wrong. It's I don't know where that's going.
Everybody knows what a Thunder Buddy is.
I don't want to end up in some kind of Lannister bullshit.
Is it like a Thunder Cat?
No, you're a Thunder Buddy. Don't you know what that is?
I feel like I should.
I feel like I've feel seen like a device TV called show. A Thunder it is.
It's,
something.
It's little kids who get scared, they have Thunder Buddies, so they've got somebody to hang on to when the lightning and thunder.
That's right. We did a whole show. We did a show on that.
Oh, my God. How do I remember that and you don't? It's so important and crucial to the livelihood of children.
Hey, you want a chicken finger?
I just... Because we're Thunder Buddies.
Is that Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Shut up.
If someone's gassing her, then yes.
Yeah.
Well, if
someone... It really did look like...
Okay, so
it's just another blonde person off of Channel 12.
There you go.
So...
You're fucking killing me with that.
Good times. So I gotta tell you, that trailer for It, have you seen it? That bullshit.
Yeah. I saw part of it and turned it the fuck off.
So my niece, and she's like, I want to see that. I'm like, I kind of want to see it. What are you going to do there? Like, I had serious nightmares and one wide awake mare. Because I was home in New York and I was walking by this house that I was always kind of afraid of as a little kid.
Oh.
And for the first time ever, I swear to God, in 50 years of living, the front door to that house has never been open. They always have the curtains open, but that door, and it looked just like the Myers house from Halloween, where you like looked in the door right at the stairs, and there was this guy standing in silhouette, and I was walking my sister's dog at night, and I'm like, I had to run. There'll be some kind of high-pitched translator later.
I got two things out of that story. One was that you ran. And number two, that you
won. Counting it as exercise. I'm counting it as exercise.
It's a red letter day right there.
Chased by a monster is cardio.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
I'm taking the steps.
What did you forget? Coffee cup. Yeah. There you go. We have others. I don't care.
How about filling this with water?
I'd be delighted.
And there was a please and thank you in that, too.
I figured it was implied.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
So we'll get to that because the other story's for her. Okay. So on the Hulu, and God damn these motherfuckers at Hulu, I pay my $12 to be commercial free.
Absolutely.
You mother rotten fuckers. You Trump-supporting sons of bitches.
What have they done?
They release Difficult People, but you know what these motherfuckers do? They release it like two episodes a week. Uh-uh. Mama signed up for binge TV. She got a night off from work. She got her finger on the button.
Yeah.
You play those 10 fucking episodes.
Got the finger on
Don't
the
you
button.
Make me wait, you Nazi sympathizer motherfucker. I'm just kidding.
Villain.
Wow.
I know,
Have you contacted customer support?
Okay, maybe that went too far.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh.
Now I know why my Hulu got canceled.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, canceled.
It might have been the point when I yelled it in the phone.
Maybe.
I'm just kidding. No, I was... I was convinced... First off, we watched the Kat Carlson and I watch the Difficult People pilot in that pilot season, and I thought it didn't get picked up, so I was all bitter. And then 2 years later, I found out it got picked up, and it was a series. I thought there was three seasons. So I sat down for one of my binge-loving TV show nights off.
It was three episodes.
And there was two seasons.
Oh.
So I actually like wrote angry letters, called people on the phone, like, why can't I get the third season? They're like, it doesn't exist yet. It got renewed for a third season. We haven't made it yet. And I'm like, you motherfuckers! So that happened.
I don't know how you can be upset that somebody hasn't produced a third season of a show you like.
Because we need it now.
Oh, my God.
I thought it had already happened. So then, last night, I'm like, all right, August 8th, they released it. I didn't know about this Hulu's thing of we do one or two a week and you have to wait. No, this is the... I paid $12 to not have to wait for anything.
Okay. All right.
I went all white girl on these people. It was ugly.
Okay.
And then I had to, like, Google it to make sure that this person on the phone was not lying to me. I didn't go as far as I did on the show, but I did come really close to calling someone a dirty white woman.
Yeah.
So difficult people's
dirty,
back.
Dirty whore.
And that
I feel
show,
like you're one of the difficult people at this
maybe?
Point.
Maybe?
Yes. And this is why I identify with this show, because they are, I mean, so funny. It's probably improvised. I've never really heard for sure how much of it is improvised, because they're such fun. Everybody on the show is such funny people. And there's times where they do take two, take three. Like, there's the one joke that the tranny waitress makes, and they're like, take two.
She needs a spinoff, first of all.
First off, they have a tranny waitress who's a 9/11 conspiracy theorist.
I feel like that's...
And just, she's an angry white trans woman. Like,
I really...
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Just in the most hilarious and offensive way possible.
And Marnie, she manages to find a way to yell out the R word and make you laugh afterwards. Like, she finds a way to do it. She's like, oh, wait, it's faggot I'm allowed to say. And it's just fucking wrong on so many levels. So we
What's
got
it called again?
Difficult People. It's Billy Eichner.
Oh, got it.
Oh, yeah.
It is so beyond the pale.
I saw
and
the
you
first
think
few of those,
I yeah. can watch this and breathe in and out? No, that's not allowed.
Which is why they
Miro,
need to ration
I'm
it
so
out.
With
yeah.
you.
Their lawyers told them
that you're killing people. Because first, you can't even take a breath. Those jokes come so fast. I mean, he can do anything. He's like Justin Timberlake without the desperate need to try and be funny.
Are you on crack? Like,
no.
What is happening over
because
here?
Right?
Not even
that's
coffee.
That's how fast it goes.
Oh.
That, like,
got
that line comes out of her mouth
like,
and like
oh
this
God.
Break next to me that you're like, that's not even what she's talking
sure,
about.
Sure.
But she fits in an insult and a compliment to Justin Timberlake in the middle, parenthetically, in the middle of a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I physically can't.
That's
I
funny.
I can't. So they stopped it and I'm mad. And we had a little exchange of words on the phone with the Hulu people. We're good now.
They're an internet company. How did you find their phone number?
I don't know who I talked to. I may have just dialed a number and screamed at someone.
Yeah, he could have been calling American Express. He has
right,
no idea.
Exactly.
I wasn't going to tell y'all, but that was me, and it was very uncomfortable.
Wow.
Funny.
I don't like to guess at what I might have done.
I feel like a lot more of your life should be recorded. if for nothing else, just to prove to other people that this is what you do.
Yeah, that actually happened.
Yeah, these things happen.
She put on a whole musical with wigs in her living room. For no one. And
will you just sign this document that says we can put cameras up?
Cameras in your house?
Took three curtain calls. No one was clapping.
No.
CBS has
Wait, that's not normal?
CBS has Big Brother. His show would be Big Sister.
Yes.
And it's a one white woman show.
Exactly.
It's Big Alfie's Playhouse.
Exactly. Not a lot of characters.
No, a lot of wigs.
Right. Okay. So following
Can't go wrong.
So that's a wig.
Yeah.
Following the August 15th news that Ben Platt will end his Tony-winning run in the original musical on November 19th, many wondered who would next don the titles.
Oh, did they announce?
Arm cast. Yes, they did.
Oh.
Tony-winning producer Stacey Mindich announced the next two replacements on Tuesday. The real O'Neill's Noah Galvin will be first.
Oh.
And Hello Dolly's Taylor Trench.
Don't even know who he is.
He was in Hello, Dolly.
Noah Galvin is adorable.
He is. Evan is such a complex and rewarding role. I can't wait to see what Noah and Taylor make it, how they make it their own, said Michael Greif, the director. Nothing excites me more than working with young talent, and both men are incredibly skilled and surprising performers. Now, what I wonder about this is they're saying that Galvin, Noah Galvin, will step in first.
Okay.
And he will run... They're not saying how long...
Is that the one in your pictures that's on the left?
No, this is the guy from Hello, Dolly. This is the one that's playing...
He looks older.
I think he might be middle
20s. Okay.
But he's,
Taylor Trench is 28.
28.
Yeah, he looks older than that,
but
actually,
he's already playing a younger... Because he's not playing Barnaby. He's playing Cornelius. Wait, I don't know which one's which. I don't know. He's playing the younger of Barnaby and Cornelius in
Barnaby Hello. Is younger.
Barnaby is younger, yeah, the little cute one. So he is going to go once he leaves Dolly, he'll go right into his next big hit. So it sounds like
next big hit.
Well, no, I mean, he's going from one of the hardest Marty, shows on Broadway to the other
that's
one.
That's Noah Galvin.
From the Real O'Neills.
So he's probably...
He's 28?
No, he's like 22 or 23.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to call him old
fair
enough.
Fair point.
Adorable kid.
This one from the Real O'Neills is probably going to do the Darren Criss thing where he's going to step in till the other kid can get up on his feet and get running because he's going from a big dancing role into like a really, like he's taking on something difficult.
Okay.
So they're probably going to use him like they use Darren Criss in a couple different shows to like get you through till somebody gets here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You just hold this for a little while.
Sure.
Although Darren Criss is quite competent. I watch all of his performances on How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and he was terrific. But he was waiting for a Jonas brother to be prepared. In case you were wondering how the end of that analogy
did he play Finch in How to Succeed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he was really waiting for the Jonas brother to come in, and it turns out they kind of misplayed it because turns out Darren Criss was bigger with theater goers than
the Jonas Brother was.
So the Jonas Brother didn't bring the ticket sales they were expecting. Hamilton is coming to Los Angeles, and the reviews
is in Los Angeles. It's in not Los coming Angeles. To it's there. It's opened
August 16th. Harrison and I are going Saturday night to see it.
I love it.
So I just want to read because the guy that played Burr in Chicago when I saw it that I just raved about, and the fact that I've accidentally seen him on Broadway like 3 times and I was already obsessed. Oh. So here is this review that talks about how good this cast is and how they've really pulled something off and these people are making it their own. A couple of the people have been on the Hamill cast that I listened to. They were interviewed early in the run, and now everyone's excited on the Hamill cast because they're going to play Angelica and Eliza, and everyone's excited that the understudies are playing the lead somewhere. But according to the Entertainment Weekly's, my Bible, everybody good. But this production, stellar as it is, belongs to its would-be villain, Aaron Burr, played here by one of the finest rising voices on Broadway, Joshua Henry. The 32-year-old actor who played the role in Chicago works wonders with Burr's reticence to opine. He's no longer aggravating, but now understandable, accessible, charming, funny, even, and therefore Burr's descent into inevitable mania is crafted with a wide-eyed, breathtaking terror that demands to be seen. Audiences familiar with Henry's work on Broadway could wager a long-term bet that no one will play this role better. So that's what's coming. And like I said, one of the things about seeing it in Chicago was when he did The Room Where It Happens, he went insane. Like, you watch somebody go against all of their nature. Like, you watched him find power, taste power, and just lose his mind over it. And it really was. And to do it in such a great song was just impressive. So I'm very excited. So if you're anywhere, and hopefully he stays for the tour into Phoenix, hopefully he's going to ride this out because the tour goes...
Well, does it close in LA and then come here?
Yeah, it comes right to us. We get it. We get them right after. So hopefully...
How did we get so lucky?
Well, the only thing is you got to worry about who's playing him on Broadway right now. And if they leave this guy on tour a little longer before the guy playing Burr on Broadway leaves and he takes over. Because this is a Tony nominee. This isn't some slouch they found, you know what I mean, like in the sticks. This guy's a Tony nominee with multiple credits. So he's going to get to Broadway, but if he can make it to Phoenix first so we can all see him.
Well, if he can make it there.
He's going to make it anywhere.
Anywhere.
I feel like that's the right thing to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the exciting news about that.
And when you started talking about Hamilton, I actually thought you were going a different direction of this because I thought you were talking about, and I don't recall how connected you are with him, but you know him, restaurateur, local celebutant, Mark Howard, who was just
in The Room Where It Happens.
Just there, and Gregory Trecco, who is playing Burr in one of the productions, I'm not sure which one,
he's a playing former student, right?
Former student of Mark Howard's, and they went and saw him perform. But I wasn't. That's where I thought you were going when you started that story.
Oh, let's look him up on IMDb. Tell me the student's name.
Gregory Trecco, T-R-E-C-O, traditional spelling.
Hold on.
Anyway, he's local friend. The guy in the picture, if you're watching us on video, the guy in the colorful shirt on
T-R-E-C-O.
In the red, white, and blue shirt, that's a gentleman by the name of Mark Howard. He is a restaurateur here in Phoenix for Bliss Rebar, and you've heard us talk about Fez, which is a restaurant downtown. So he's a friend, and I just saw him post this.
Oh, so yes, he was recently on the Hamill cast because he is the he understudies Burr.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to see him on a night that he was called up. got called up to the majors.
Got it.
Yes, and he's in Taboo, and it's a really fun episode with him. He's
so
a, he's
because
a really
of that, I want
guy.
You to know that oh, I now fun. Feel I have a connection to Hamilton. I just want you to know that. That's yeah. how I'm. That's how I'm doing it.
That's fine.
And now, he if was only in, we like could get it. The mayor to introduce you to Maddow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to just tweet at them on a weekly basis.
Well, by proxy, a friend of mine sang a song in Memphis during Elvis Week, and he backed up Naomi Judd. So now I know Naomi Judd by proxy.
Oh, that's lovely. Nice. I always preferred Wynonna.
Well, I don't. No. It's a Judd. The hell?
Fair point.
Right. Of the Judds, like, Wynonna's my favorite.
I'd take Ashley.
You, would you?
Oh.
Totally.
Mm, Ashley's enjoyable.
Absolutely.
But I think drinking is a lot more fun with the old Y.
I think it probably was.
I'll bet now it probably is.
Why? Because you don't.
I don't think that.
She's drinking
anymore.
I don't
think.
Can I tell you
about
my Judd's theory?
B, kind of think that.
Is this like your Reba McEntire theory?
Very similar.
Is Wynonna really a drag queen?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Raymond Burr.
Now, this one doesn't have a plane crash and a drag queen. Oh, so it's not
a Patsy Cline story.
So it's not as good a story
as
what Reba McEntire
is
up to now.
Al Perkins' Wynonna theory.
So Wynonna has terrible stage fright and a little bit of anxiety disorder, which she's always going on.
Well, that was part of the drinking.
You just can't go to a spa with her and not hear about the fucking thing. So,
but add a little vodka. That bitch is belting shit out.
Oh, she's a talker.
How did you get to me?
No one else on earth.
Yeah. I don't know. Grandpa built a bridge or whatever the fuck that song's called.
Tell me about,
those good old days.
Tell me about the good old days, you old fucker.
She's fancy. So I read the... She,
it's Reba.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just reading the board now.
Nope.
She's so fancy. I swear to God, the reason that they brought that mother up on stage to do nothing but play a tambourine and spin around in a cute outfit every once in a while was because
drink
of her
juice,
stage
Shelby.
Fright. And that once she got over it and got comfortable, the mother made up that she had, like, hep C that got cured and, like, disappeared. Yeah. She found a way to retire. Like, she brought up an illness and everybody was like, what's that again? And then she miraculously went into remission the minute she left the stage and put down the tambourine. Like, it was just the queerest set of events.
But
I
think that is the legitimate story. Like, what you're thinking of as a theory, that's really the truth.
Yeah, but I think... But that mother was never doing anything on stage. Like, she doesn't play an instrument.
She harmonized with her sister.
Hey, she is tell me about the good old days.
She's the Andrew Ridgely...
to George Michael.
Of
all
the
right.
Wynonnas. You know what I mean? That bitch ain't doing nothing. And they're not sleeping together. So the only thing is, she's over there, like, passing her the mommy Valiums or something.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
And just then finally, when Wynonna felt better, she's like, okay, I can go. I'm going shopping. No,
that's pretty much the whole story.
And then one day they just found another redhead and said, let's pretend you're our sister. Out of nowhere,
okay.
They had Ashley.
Now maybe we're getting a little bit on the crazy side
now
of this.
I think we're, yeah.
Oh, like they're going down third. They're going to get on the HOV lane of I-10.
Well, when there's 40
the
of you.
Leaving?
When there's 40 of you walking, you're allowed to use the HOV lane.
Yeah.
I wonder how they can afford all
so
those
I thought,
cars.
I thought you were going to say that Wynonna was actually a man. That's where I thought you were going with this.
Oh, no.
I thought
it's
there was going to be a drag queen.
I told you there was no drag queens or
okay.
car.
But your Reba theory is still that she's dead.
Oh,
she died
in 1991.
She died, and all of the incarnations you see are men lip syncing.
A man.
And same man.
But wait, no, because she's everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'm thinking she had a great TV series. Her Reba series was great.
Funny.
There's not one episode of that show that I don't go, drag queen. Drag queen. I have never seen her
out of that show. The one who plays the wife of her ex husband is the drag to me. The drag queen, Jean Anne or Janine or whatever her name is.
Whatever.
Yeah, I totally.
And I mean,
agree
get your hate mail started now. Type your letters, dear sir, or ma'am.
Well, you know,
but
that'll
I have
just
never
be Jacob Drywiler.
I have never looked at a picture of Reba since 1991 and thought, well, that was born a woman.
Oh boy.
Again, dear sir, ma'am.
Yeah. That's fair. By the way, my fat ass is just going to have some more cake.
Please,
I'm Tina Fey the shit out of this
get
right
it.
Now.
Is it helping?
I would. Because the Al's conspiracy theories make you eat.
Because that's not helping me at all.
Okay.
That's exactly what I expected, honestly.
I have a question. So is that...
So what are they doing? They're going to attack the Herberger sign?
I just can't figure out what's happening.
They're... Honestly, the police are probably just going to chase the protesters around until they give up and go home at this point.
Yeah, but it looked like they just kept walking at nobody except a big dump truck.
I mean, this is a bad camera shot. So what we're watching is a police stand up with a sign. But I don't know. I hope it's
Listen, those statues are intimidating.
I know.
They're all naked and dancy.
That's a good call.
Exactly. They're still a bad shot. All right.
So it's gonna be the dregs of the protest. It's gonna be the people that were right. willing to and happy to engage.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
This, you know what I mean? Like the images that you'll see post rally of Phoenix and all the smoke and all the police. Those are not. I don't think representative of the overall protest. I think those are the people that were willing to stay and fight and be tear gassed and be arrested
and wanted to get the attention.
And
from
those
it.
People are needed in a protest too. Like those people,
yeah.
or they're filming.
No, but that's what I mean. Wanted to get the attention
right.
from it.
Those people know? Are absolutely yeah. necessary in a protest. The ones that are willing to get arrested.
Are you done with your segment? Your entertainment?
Yeah,
are we done with
all
that?
I got.
I'm going to play the theme to two things, but before that, I want you to get another little taste of who Noah Galvin is.
Hey, girl, you okay?
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of frazzled two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kat Carlson.
Is it Kat Carlson or is it Al Perkins some more?
I just have one little teeny tiny thing that you all interrupted me. So
oh my God! Seriously?
So
I'm reclaiming my time.
So the difficult people, that's why I don't know if it's improvised or not, but there's a really funny scene between Billy Eichner and John Cho, I think that's how you say his name, the guy from Star Trek, real hottie Asian.
Sure.
And they're going back and forth, and at one point, Billy Eichner just yells out, "Villain!" And you see John Cho, like, just not know what to do and kind of, like, look down and fight his way through it. And it's like, what a great thing to just yell at somebody. So that's sure. where our drinking word comes from.
I
wanted to say that because of difficult people.
I like it.
Then I actually said that to the person I was talking to on the phone yesterday. I think I called Cox about a problem with Hulu.
Villain.
Oh,
about
my
them.
God.
Oh, my God.
So that's why it's our drinking word is because villain. Just yell it. Just end it ends any argument.
Sure. Yeah.
That's fair.
Sure.
But you got to make sure that they know that they're the villain and not you. Because if you're saying I'm the villain, then you kind of lost. Right?
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm so confused.
So today in two things,
yeah.
I have happy entertainment things and one small complaint.
Okay.
It's kind of a big complaint, but kind of a small complaint.
Okay. Dear sir or ma'am is how you should address your...
Dear sir or ma'am. But we're going to start with the happy things because large thing, I am now 100% in love with and endorsing the Netflix download and watch later option.
Sure.
So Netflix on a mobile device, be it your, I could do it on the Surface, I could do it on my phone, I could do it on a tablet of choice, your iPad, your Amazon Kindle Fire, whatever. Uh-huh. Anything mobile that you can install a Netflix app on, there is a wide selection of TV shows and movies that you can download to watch offline if you're, say, I don't know, at the gym and stuck on a treadmill for 30 minutes.
Right.
So my television watching has really improved.
In 30-minute increments.
In 30-minute increments, exactly. And so now I'm, number one, on the lookout for delightful 30-minute shows to watch.
Like Difficult People.
Like, what? That's
it's
on Hulu,
yet.
Though. It's on Hulu, though. They don't have the download
Villains.
Option yet. Villains. But, like, this one that I've watched all at once in a week, it's called Atypical. Netflix has been pushing it kind of a lot. It's the show about the high schooler with autism who decides he wants a girlfriend. Hilarity ensues. Mm-hmm. Feel-good feelings ensue.
Oh.
What's that one called again?
Atypical.
Atypical?
Uh-huh. Watch it.
Should be called On the Spectrum.
Oh.
It could be, but...
I'm kidding. But then they'd be in trouble for associating with
me. Right. But when you're PC talking about children with various disabilities, they call regular kids, they don't want to call them regular, typical. They call them typical.
Typical.
Okay. Oh. Oh.
Typical right. children.
And I love this actor.
Because nobody's normal.
He's that from the United States of Tara. Terrific, terrific young actor.
Yeah.
Let's find his name. Keir Gilchrist. And he was in a really good horror movie last year called It Follows. I'm a big fan of the Keir Gilchrist. And I added this yesterday because I saw him as the star of anything, and I'm going.
Watch him. You're going to love it.
Because the other girl from United States of Tara won an Oscar. Like, that was a loaded cast.
It really was. I missed that show.
Yeah, me too.
Just to interject, Chip.
Yes.
Is shy.
Oh.
He backspaced.
Oh.
We've been very confused about the chat room.
Well, because it said no clowns, and I know for a fact that Uncle Chip hates clowns.
Oh?
Hates clowns. And Dale.
Welcome,
yeah,
Dale.
Dale.
Or Chip.
But Chip and Dale. Get it?
Yeah, I got it. It took me a minute, but I got there.
Anyway, so that's hysterical, because I thought, well, where did this shy person just come from? What the hell? Digress.
That has been quite the intrigue for the last hour, so
it really is.
Solved that.
Thank
my
you.
Goodness.
My God.
We are in sensory overload in here. I can't take in any more of the things.
Menti things are happening.
Menti things.
All right. The other show on Netflix available to download and take to your treadmill with you in 30-minute increments is Friends from College. So that one, number one, just got picked up for a second season. I'm very excited. Number two, Colby Smulders.
Yeah.
All day long.
Good.
But it's a great like ensemble cast kind of a thing.
And a fantastic cast.
Yeah, great cast, good storyline. It's kind of like that dark dramedy-ish genre, but a quick watch.
I kind of like that word, dramedy.
Dramedy.
I kind of like that
because it's like dramatic, but kind of funny too.
When you get a laugh out of it. I think we got a Mo on the news.
Yep. One of many in all the Phoenix market.
All of the Phoenix news people are Moes.
You could tell that by being at Dancing with the Bars last weekend. Holy
For
crap.
Real, they were all there.
Totes adorbs.
Okay.
Now for
the complaint.
I have to second both of your nominations. The first, it's funny because I was like, where did I just hear that name? Because I just added it last night.
Do that, and you can download it on the go if you're going to be in a plane or a train or an automobile without Wi-Fi.
And not driving.
I like the trilogy of the
plane. Can we add not driving? Probably not driving. Yeah, if you're going to be a passenger.
There it is.
In a plane, a train, or an automobile, please download to go. The Netflix things, both of these were.
Or even if you belong to AAA, you're welcome to do it.
I'm concerned for the other people.
Yeah.
Now I have a complaint.
Complaint department, ladies and gentlemen.
Dear sir or ma'am.
Are we all in trouble?
I would have liked to be informed ahead of time.
I'm listening.
I would have liked to be informed ahead of time that the cost of getting Hamilton to our fine city was going to be the loss of the free parking ASU Gamage.
Yeah, we just found that out.
What?
Light rail. Shut the villains!
Yeah.
Villains!
So,
totally.
In the past, our local large theater venue...
So the parking around the toilet is now...
is now all pay, and...
It's a birthday cake.
And
it's a birthday cake.
You have to pay the fucking advance, or you get, like, total... So you have to think about this. I have season goddamn tickets.
You have to pay pre...
You have to prepay, and you have to pay per...
Ooh, we didn't know prepay.
Yeah. Well, no, they're going to charge you more if you just show up, and you're going to be limited to the lots that you can park in. So if you have a favorite place to park, you have to go buy your parking passes. The parking passes for the first two shows of the season are available for sale now. I got the email today and threw my phone across the...
Erin got it, too, and she was pissed.
Very.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I really...
makes me want to Tina Fey about it.
Yes. Yeah. That's Tina Fey eligible.
This is the price I pay to get Hamilton in this city. I don't know if it was worth it. It was totally worth it.
Totally worth it.
Was it worth it?
So what are they trying to rape and pillage you for parking?
$20.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$20, but...
Per show?
It's $5 for this lot, it's $10 for that one, it's $20 for that... Yeah. Yes, but it's per show.
Per show.
Okay, so it's per show, but if... I'm just going to use a round number. Let's say that you've got your season ticket holder and you've got 10 shows to see. I'm just going to use a number. Mm-hmm. Do you then... They want you to prepay... All shows for your ticket. So
now I'm out $50.
So it'd be 20 by however many shows you've still got to go see, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
It's usually 5 or 6 because the LA season is weird that it's 7 shows. Like we saw 7.
I feel like we're always 7.
7 seems like excessive, but I don't know. I usually see a season and it's five or six shows. Seven seemed like that's a lot.
So may I, one, two, for the person in the room that's never bought season tickets to anything, what do season tickets cost you?
We're eight shows this season.
Eight. Wow.
Well, with the add-ons, right?
No.
Oh no.
No, we get Fun Home, Something Rotten, The Bodyguard, Hamilton, King and I, Color Purple, The Humans, and School of Rock. That's eight.
That's a good season.
Do I get my question answered?
If you live in the Phoenix area and you haven't bought your season tickets, that's a good... That's,
yes. So they, if at Gamage...
How much?
A season ticket for anything other than the Nosebleed Balcony is going to run you $450 a piece.
Okay.
Not per show, but no, for eight shows.
No, I get
it. For all eight shows.
Right. Per individual.
Right.
For one person
Or
to
you
go.
Can opt for the really poor people seats, and I paid $200 a seat.
Okay.
Which is really cheap.
Very reasonable.
Yeah, very cheap.
The problem with Gamage and the nosebleed seats is that that's for real. Gamage is way too big for a lot of shows.
Way too tall.
So there's shows that just get really swallowed up by...
I'm actually going to buy Gamage. Like opera glasses or binoculars or something and take them from now on.
That is the problem with Gamage. There are no theaters that large.
They're not supposed to be that large.
That show is... That theater when is we unreasonably
saw,
large.
When we saw Book of Mormon, we were upstairs, literally the back row of upstairs, the second... Because are there three balconies?
No, there's the grand tier. You were in the...
There's the floor, the mezzanine, and the balcony.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know which one we were in.
You were in the middle one, I'm sure.
I think we're in the middle one.
Was there a balcony above you?
I believe so. Yeah, there was because the guy dropped a hat and we found it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, so we were
in the middle.
We go to the theater,
that one goes straight up.
So we're in the mezzanine, right? And I wasn't mad at that. I would have just preferred to be in the front row or front two rows of that, and I would have been perfectly fine.
The front row of the mezzanine is lovely seating.
Yeah, that's going to cost you what orchestra seats would, like orchestra center is going to cost you the same as mezzanine.
But I don't want to sit that close. I'd rather be able to see the show.
But because the whole world knows that mezzanine first and second row is pretty much the best seats in the house.
Okay.
That's really as good as theater gets. Okay. If you see a dance show, you're far enough back. You can because you're about row M usually, row N. You're somewhere in there of the orchestra, but with a better view and...
Okay.
Yeah, and you're looking so, like, straight
we're
on it.
So again, we're looking at 400 some bucks for the season ticket, and now they're trying to hit you up for $100.
Yeah. For parking,
right?
That is the...
It's just a rant. I know it's a thing, and I know it costs them resources to man that.
But to hit you up later, though, I think that's the dick move.
It does, but in the Americas, in these Americas, and in Nant, I need to know whether you're talking about the movie or the musical or that TV bastardization before I make recommendations about The Sound of Music.
No,
musical.
The movie is perfection. Parking, just make your peace with parking.
I know.
Right now, today. Parking is how everyone is going to make money for the rest of time until we give up cars.
That's true. Yeah.
That's all that's left to make money on. Restaurants fail. There's no more Amazon and those fuckers at the, what's that place called? Sam's Club. Have taken over the world. You're
Costco?
Not going to shop anywhere. Yeah. The only place you're going to make money now is in parking.
Yeah.
So just make your peace with God. Either find some way that doesn't involve a car to get to your venue or make your peace with it. Because the argument about why are we paying for parking ended like 15 years ago. Now you're just like grandma complaining that Christmas
Stop rationalizing
give me the
my
sugar.
Complaint.
Give
now,
me
now,
stop rationalizing. It's on a goddamn college campus. Those kids are paying $40,000 a year to be
and
there.
And $1 billion to park.
They can't give me one Sunday a month.
I went to ASU in 1986 and I, 87. And we got there in 87. The price for the shittiest lot, number 159, was a fortune in 1986. Yep. I can't even imagine what they're paying now.
10 years later, it was fucking expensive, too.
Fucking 86. That was brutal. So the college students are all like, fuck you. You pay to park, too, lady.
I did like one semester over there, and I'm pretty sure my parking pass was more than my classes were.
I'm pretty sure that's
all right. That's my two things. I'm done.
And yes, go see the movie.
The movie, yeah.
Now, for sure. Going back to a previous segment where Al was ranting about whether or not somebody was alive or dead.
Al was ranting?
Oh, yeah, it happens. And not about, I almost said Nero, not about Nero, Hulu. I found a picture of
Nero.
A couple people that I know personally and Reba McEntire.
Ah.
And I just wanted to illustrate that what you're talking about. Now, so this picture. One of these two redhead women is Reba McEntire. The other one is Andrew Ryan, who has passed away, but was a very famous Reba McEntire impersonator. Oh. And in the middle is Frank Marino from Lacage or Divas Las Vegas, who does Joan Rivers and hosts the show. So I'm just drawing the illustration of you think she's one drag queen
There's one of them that looks like a drag queen and one of them that looks like some...
Which one looks like the drag queen to you?
The one on the right. The other one looks like a woman walking into Safeway. I've seen her.
Yes, oh because God. You spent half your life in bars with drag queens.
That's right. That's a good call.
That's why you've seen her.
Yeah.
So no, in the whatever that is, green dress, that is without the thick neck, that's Reba McEntire, the lady neck.
The one that's painting her cleavage with eyeshadow ain't looking like a woman either.
And the one in the black dress, that's the man.
Oh.
It's a man, Maury.
You're looking like a man.
It's a dude. It's a dude, Maury. Whatever.
That's what the lady at Safeway behind me said.
Yeah.
That's exactly that's right, Jenny.
And Fancy was her name. Fuck you. There's that.
And Yvette.
And Yvette. Anything else we need to touch?
You know I'll bring that story up anytime I can.
I know you will.
Anything? Yeah, of course you will. Anything else we need to touch base on, or are we doing a thoughtful segment, or are we just done?
Don't touch me.
I need to know.
Show me on the doll.
I need to know. I need to know now.
Yeah. I got a silly thoughtful vulgarity.
Okay.
But Marnie's taking over them next week. I'm assigning it to her.
Hooray!
Thoughtful vulgarity.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, he told me in a drunken rage over vodka and karaoke last week that he's 5 years of asking questions and he's tired.
No, that's not the drunken rage. Was later. That was earlier when I was standing in the closet reading things out loud. That was a text rage.
But I wasn't in the closet. No, you told me in person. You told me a person.
I know, it's hard to tell my
And then
right
I reminded
apart.
Him we've got three books of questions sure. sitting that, in
and
front
I,
of you.
I think I bought two of them.
Probably so.
I figure with, a,
to help
with
you.
A teacher spouse and a
fair,
and Google,
fair point.
And a Google alert.
I will
got,
take it
ready.
Over.
Yeah.
All right.
But I have one for tonight. If I have,
fair.
I think.
Good.
So if he's not quite ready to release
no,
the range.
No, not yet.
Well, no, because she can barely answer a question without warning, let alone ask one.
Gotten better.
Yeah, that's fair though.
And by the way, as you take over the reins of this,
alcohol. I'm sorry, you can't have the headline that protest turns violent when Chippy's out here in a white shirt, button-down shirt, and people are on their phones.
Wait, who's
that's not violent?
Who's the other Chippy?
I don't know. This guy with the white shirt that's reporting.
Oh, she's angry. Oh. Yeah. Oh my God, it's what's her name? It's Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stop it.
They seriously need to dial that screen crawl.
The Chiron.
Three. Well, yeah, Chiron.
I will thank you for Chiron. Thank you. I when they call it the lower third, it drives
me
crazy.
Nothing is turning violent.
Well,
this,
we'll change channels in a minute and see.
This is post-violence, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over to some other station that has different looking anchor people. But in the meantime, let's do this.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity. Where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow. Which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
See you.
We're back.
We got a little distracted.
Okay.
Al, go ahead.
There's nothing thoughtful or maybe not vulgar about this either. Just what is one of your favorite things to just like see and delight in? Like when it wanders into your world, you're just like, could not be happier to just watch this go on.
Demi Lovato.
Wow.
Well, that's fair.
To watch happen?
Like, you know what I mean? Them. Like, all of a sudden, like, you know, like some people are fascinated by car chases on TV.
Sure.
And they're just delighted by it. You know what I mean?
Your answer and my answer are like so fucking polar opposite. It's really interesting because no one, zero
is yours
of you.
Cat videos? Because that was my
no,
other option.
No, yeah. That would totally be, I can see that. That would totally be you.
Because Game of Thrones is on there too. Like a minute of Game of Thrones starts, I'm like, oh, we got popcorn. I am good.
Type cats being assholes into YouTube, and there's 3 hours of my life.
If the world was flat, cats would have knocked everything off already. I love that meme.
Okay,
Martin, your polar opposite answer?
That's genius.
If I'm answering this correctly, little kids when they start laughing.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
When little kids just start giggling and are having the best time, I just get, that just warms my heart right there. The end.
Mine is little kids being scared by thunder. I think that's fun.
Villain!
That's fair.
I like it.
And good use of the word villain.
That's good. And Nan's going to watch puppy and kitten videos. So I like that too. Yeah.
Mine is when I have my phone up and the Uber driver gets fucking lost trying to get to me and watching that little toy car drive around in circles on that digital map delights the shit out of me. Oh, look, you turned the wrong way. Guess we're going to have to watch those numbers go up. But they will not make the number of minutes you're waiting go up. It just holds it 3 minutes for the rest of your life. I love watching that little cartoon car drive around like a Mario Brothers cartoon. Am I using Mario Brothers correctly?
Kind of.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Cartoon inappropriately, Mario Brothers appropriate. Very good.
Oh my God, Nero, I love it. A fistfight between drunk friends or an actual train wreck. That's fantastic, that's Nero. That's fair. Fucking love that. That's great.
Anant says kids saying, you know what? I agree with Anant a little bit. Kids saying things that they shouldn't.
That's funny.
Toddlers cursing
it's delightful.
Is a good time. Get a 3-year-old to tell somebody to fuck right off.
Yep.
It's like a fart joke. Oh my God. Always funny.
Always funny.
Well, that's fair.
Have you given yours?
Yeah, she started.
Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Yeah. Well, I was out of sequence.
I may or may not have delayed karaoke by a good 15 minutes this week by playing a triple play of Demi Lovato videos.
Here's my homage to Ms. Lovato. Yeah, right.
I said, I know we're ready for karaoke, but wait, can we just watch this video?
Wait.
Can we just? And I literally sat in the bar with my chin in my hands and just watched.
My chin in my hands.
Just watched. She seems nice and smart.
Yeah, and smart.
One of the videos that I get cracked up about, and usually they've been doing him in a montage. It's the guy who's, he calls himself Bat Dad.
And I fucking love Bat Dad.
His wife is named Jen, and
Jen hates him.
He scares it, but the kids are what crack me up. He's like, "Did you put your seatbelt on?" The kid in the back's like, "No." Like they're hilarious. I get a very big kick out of watching the Bat Dad videos. Or
the boy's name is Ben and the girl's name, I know too much about these.
Yes,
people.
Yes. But they're hilarious because he holds the phone.
They have a cat.
He holds the phone just so that you see his little Batman mask on, and he yells. He sneaks in a room when his wife is folding clothes, and he'll do the camera and goes, "Jen," and she just jumps.
God. Don't forget to use fabric softener.
Ooh, Jenny, I like that.
And the one reason like he's got the little boy Ben who's outside, and he's got some huge trash can, some big black trash can, and the air caught it, and it just blowing all over the road, and he's like, "Ben, what have you got?" And he goes, "It's a big trash bag." And he goes, "Is it really?" And he goes, "It's a big black dick." The father's, oh my God, there's so many things about that that's just funny. Or when you get into watching other videos and they make little memes out of them, and it makes me think of Al before Al got to where he liked rosé, you know, Al would take a sip of something and it'd be like this.
We used to call that the city light shutter.
Funny.
Play that one more time. The gay bar that I grew up in. Oh. This is what your first drink would be like. They're like, "Woo, that is strong, bitch."
That cracks me up every time I watch it.
My next comment is not going to be appropriate while a little child was sucking on a straw. So I'm going to maybe add that to my.
Let's not do that. Wait.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000.
I was going to put out anyways. You didn't make me need me to drink that strong.
Did somebody in the chat room say watching people eat?
Yeah.
Follow-up question. And is that why you watch this
mukbang.
Show?
Yeah. It's called mukbang.
Yeah, huh?
Mukbang. I don't know. Put an answer.
What is mukbang?
Good mukbang show.
It's watch people eat videos.
Yeah.
That's what he says it means.
Oh.
So mukbang. I have listened back to this show to find out, if you can hear me chewing on the nuts through the whole fucking show, how annoying
it
is.
Hey, Anant.
You really don't hear it.
You really can't.
Hey, Anant. Mukbang.
Yeah. But the one thing that's apparent is that I'm addicted to corn nuts because for the first hour I'm just shoveling corn nuts into my face. It's like they just released me from prison.
What did you miss most while you were locked up? Corn nuts.
Food! I needed food! No one feeds me!
Oh boy.
Aaron, I'm with you. I get sucked into those Diply articles all the time, like the 10 most this. And
If you put it in a list, I'm so there. And especially if it's the 10 best ghost stories or the 10 scariest videos you've ever watched, you know I got my popcorn. Yeah.
15 best pictures of Demi Lovato.
Oh, you're dumb.
Wow.
The 10 best places where we all float down here.
That's not funny.
No,
you're
funny.
Fired.
Mike Watkus, he's 80 years old and he's still a reporter, for crying in a bucket. Come on, Mike Watkus.
We saw him at
check your 401k. You might be able to retire today.
Now we're just screaming at the TV.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's, say goodbye.
Now we've turned into those old
women. It's appropriate. That's what he does every night at home.
No, I know, but we call people.
We don't usually broadcast it to tens of people. Yeah.
I call Cox Cable to complain about Hulu's service.
Oh, that's true. Oh, wait. Where's my... Hang on.
All of you.
I just realized I did something wrong. Oh, that's what I needed. Whew, wrong thing. I almost played the wrong thing and put us into hour four.
Oh. The world's not ready.
I would say rue that day, but we do it all the time.
Yeah, we do all the time.
The world is not ready.
Oh, good call, Annette.
Oh, my heavens. Well, we four have made it out alive from 45's visit. I got a microwave. I'll take that. I got ranch dressing, too. anywho, we've managed to make it through this show with our safety and integrity mostly intact.
Integrity?
Sure, we had some.
I mean, if we had some to start with.
Marnie Ryer's going to still be here next week eating that fucking cake. Because I'm not going into a sugar coma for that. I'm telling you that right now.
It's real good.
Think of it as a sugar challenge.
Challenge not accepted. Heaven's sakes alive. Well, hopefully something exciting will happen in the next week that we can obsess over, talk about, or share with you. But as we wrap up tonight's show, what we're going to do is leave you with a parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday!